right, back to it. We've talked about this a lot on this program over the past dozen years that I've been doing it. The assault on the American man, the assault on the father. Not enough dads in this world, not enough real men. Toxic masculinity is a garbage term aimed at neutering this country. No thank you, I'll pass. I think my next guest will too. Jeremy Slayton is an NASM certified personal trainer, a Division I college athlete. That's right, first team All-American, 7-year pro player for the Phillies organization where he was a 3-time All-Star. Also a recovering addict who has taken his pain and years of healing and turned those experiences and knowledge into the Warrior MBS program, all part of his mission to optimize men's health. Jeremy, good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Thank you for taking the time, by the way. Toxic masculinity, take that term out for me real quick before we move on, would you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a term that has been overlaid on men of society, especially strong men that are willing to be the traditional head of a household, you know, leaders in their community, all those things to lead well. And those who are after upending all that we know of as traditional and good and true, they want to take anything that's good and turn it into something negative. So it's just another one of those terms that they use to end the conversation, to say, oh, you're a part of the patriarchy. You're a part of all that's wrong with society. So you need to sit down, shut up, and just listen. And if you look at society over the last 5 years especially, you can see that's not working out too well.
Not working out at all. In fact, Jeremy, I'm not going to sit down. I'm not going to shut up. I'll listen, and I'll listen if people can persuade me to a better argument, but I haven't seen a better argument yet over having strong men in America. The American man's in crisis, quite simply put. And so my question to you is, what are the ramifications of good and healthy men in America? Because I see a lot of men out there who can't see their feet without a full-length mirror. That's also a problem. You think that's funny, but it's disgusting. I've been to Walmart. All right, I've been there. So have you, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right, and a lot of our churches and a lot of community, you know, the country club, almost anywhere you go that's filled with men, it's a lot of unhealthy men. And yes, that has to do with our own choices. There's no doubt about it. We've got personal responsibility that we must take, and that's something I want to empower men to do. But at the same time, you've got a globalist, totalitarian mindset of a lot of these gatekeepers of society that actually want that. They're driving towards that. Everything from the chemicals in our foods and many of the products that we use that lower testosterone, lower sperm counts, lower all these things that kind of make us even feel like a man. Those things are by design. You know, you've got a lot of the messaging toward young kids, especially young boys, to take out their competitive streak, to take out their desire to win, being told that that's toxic, as we talked about earlier. It's all so coordinated, and it's all done by not only government, media, institutions, entertainment, Hollywood. It's all done at the same time. You look at that, and I think if you don't think that that's by design, you're very naive.
Yeah, the problem with all of it, whether it's by design or people just going along in the herd of sheep that they often do, Jeremy, the takeaway is, weaker men are better for the country. Not true. Weakness is weakness. And the problem is that when these kids get out in the real world, they'll find the competition is real. Was competition real at your level of being a D1 athlete and then going on to play in the Phillies organization? I mean, I would say competition was pretty stiff. If you just said, well, you know, I don't want to be too toxic or this, that, you wouldn't have been playing ball, would you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, competition and you know, trying to get it done in the real world is the great equalizer. And that's what, you know, you can't do that. You're right. You absolutely cannot say that I'm not going to try and I'm not going to put effort into this. You have to.
You're going to bust your ass. Let's say how
no
it
doubt,
is.
No doubt. But, you it know, you know that mentality you just talked about, that, oh, once they get out in the real world, they'll find out. They'll realize when I say they, I'm talking about these global elites, corporate media. They even want to take that away. I mean, look what they're doing with women's sports.
That's
putting
right.
men in, getting men involved, right?
Right.
They're making it so that, okay, you don't need to be self-reliant. You're going to depend on us. The old Klaus Schwab adage is you'll own nothing and be happy. You'll rent everything.
Yeah, I reject that across the board. Anyway, everybody knows I'm not into that. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. Wrong answer. Don't touch my stuff. They want to neuter mostly the American male. They're trying to take out America because America is the great roadblock in front of them. That's why they try to delegitimize the United States Constitution and everything else. But let me start with and stay on topic with men with you. And that is,
yes,
give me some ideas. I mean, first of all, getting healthy. You know, I'm not exactly Slim Chipley here, but I do go to the gym two or three times a week. I try to make sure that I'm taking care of myself in pretty good fashion. Could lose a couple of pounds, right. I get it. But I can see my feet, and I don't need a full-length mirror, so we're somewhere in the right direction. What are the things that need to be done to make America stronger when it comes to our men? And this has nothing to do with race. Let's be clear about that. I don't care if it's white men, black men, Asian men, whatever. If you're a man, what's it going to take to get healthier and get on track? Because you help not just your family, but the community, your country, and everyone here.
Right. Well, it starts with the personal responsibility. I talked earlier about making choices for yourself, and those choices about health, your physical fitness, your mental clarity, your sleep at night, your spiritual grounding. All those things are personal choices. Now, we can talk about the evils of the world, like I mentioned earlier, all day long, but you still have a choice to choose what you put in your body. If you're willing to go out and have do some physical exertion to stay in shape, that's a huge deal. And also for men, being in competition and community is a big deal. And I've talked to a lot of psychologists and counselors around this country that counsel men. And I asked them, I said, what's the key issues that are driving men's problems? And I would think, you know, they're going to say, oh, you know, alcohol or pornography or one of these issues that are pervasive, but they'll actually say it's isolation. Those addictions typically are a symptom of the real problem, which is isolation. Men don't have community anymore. So I think that men being in competition, being in community, where they can be themselves, have some fun while they're doing it, get in shape together. It's kind of like being in a locker room again, you know, it's something that we in society need to get back.
Funny, that's kind of the way our production meetings sound sometimes, like a locker room.
There you go.
At any rate, it's just the way it is, Jeremy. Do you have a place, a resource where you can drive people, direct people today and say, hey, here's something that I'm doing where you can get involved and you can learn more? Because, yes, look, we do need head of households. We need men involved in the churches. We need men involved in the communities. We need men involved in all aspects of life, don't we? Where can they find out more?
No doubt about it. Yes. Yes, I've launched a program called Warrior MBS. That MBS stands for mind, body, and soul. I believe those three things work together. And it's basically everything I mentioned earlier. It's a community of guys. It can be done from anywhere. It's a competition, and it lasts about 9 weeks. And then after that, you can join again. But for your listeners, if they go to warriormbs.com/Gruber, they can get 50% off the program. And we're going to launch the next round this coming Sunday. You actually have 10 days to sign up because the first week is initial testing week. I got to find out where you're at physically to give you the right kind of workout plan that will meet wherever you're at. But yeah, you've got about 10 days to sign up, but at warriormbs.com/Gruber, it'll tell you everything that you need to know if you're interested in the program.
All right. Well, there you go. I didn't even know I was part of the program. Look at that. I'm part of the program, Jeremy. I'm very excited.
I kind of took license there ahead of time.
That's okay. I don't mind. You know what? It's the right thing to do. Greatly appreciate it. All right. Greatly appreciate you being here. We'll talk to you again soon, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
There you have it. Stand up, be heard, have a spine. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is it a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.